should continue Misiyata Dishmaya, the third of our series. Last week we explained that when the Rambam says the second pasuk of the Briyas Odom, when it speaks about Tzelem Elokim, Yiver Elokim is Odom Betzalma Betzelem Elokim Boro Oysa, this goes on the Neshama. And we explained Dafkin, this pasuk is mentioned Zohar in a Kevo Boro Oysa. In the Tafkid, as we explained, I think, last week, that the Briyas Odom, a man should create himself. Nasa Shutaf Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis. A person becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Maaseh Bereishis. What does it mean he becomes a partner? That the Odom becomes a Boire. He creates something for nothing. How do you create something for nothing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the physical man, the Nefesh HaBahamis, the animalistic man, as the fourth category. Nasa Odom B'Tzalmeinu. A selfish, physical man. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a Hev Neshama. And the other Hev Neshama is given to his wife. And now, it's up to his Bechira, to his free choice, which he has to choose. I think that we explained in the first year, that's the Simcha which creates in a person when he utilizes his free choice. And what is his freedom of choice? What is he choosing? Ben Chaim Imoves, from life and death. What is life and death? He could choose to live his body, his selfishness. That means he lives a life which is dying, a life which continuously dies. Or he could choose to live the Neshama. And if he chooses to live the Neshama, he's living Nitzchias. That's Chaim. But how does he choose to live the Neshama? When he gives himself over, he makes sure Alkin Yazav Ishes Ovivi Imoy, as we explained last time, he has to abandon, he has to leave behind the interest of the selfishness, the physicalness, which he inherited from his father and mother, which is the body, that he has to leave out, he has to become totally selfless, and through that Vidovik Beishta, he should become attached to his wife. In other words, the intimacy, the closeness, which a man is getting to his wife, is not in order to feed his animalism, not to be a receiver, rather than to be a giver, to emulate the lekus which tachlis atov lehetiv. And the difficulty of life is that closer when we're getting to each other, here the physical, the animalism reacts immediately to take.
But you could enjoy giving also.
Not only that, you have to enjoy giving in order to be able to give full-heartedly. I wouldn't say enjoy giving. Enjoy giving is already gewaldige Meile. You meant to say you have to enjoy taking, you have to enjoy receiving. Because you're really not enjoying giving yet. You're not in that madraga. First you enjoy the act of getting, because when you enjoy, you're receiving enjoyment. You must enjoy your relationship with your wife. Because if you don't enjoy, when you're not in that madriga, it's not possible for you. If you don't enjoy at all, you can't give yet. It's a very high madriga. You should be able to give at a time when you don't enjoy anything. To get to the madriga, to enjoy the act of giving for the sake of giving only, you get nothing in return, it's a very high madriga. And you can't demand from a person just getting married, a young person, or even not that young, that he should be able to be a giver and a giver only, and not to take anything. It has to be developed. And eventually, if in our potential there is this koyach, that you could get to the level to develop ourselves to the madrega that we should enjoy the act of giving for giving only without getting anything in return, Hashem makes sure that He gives us a wife which doesn't give us too much. And that's the Ezer Kenegdoi. Ha'esela, I'm going to give you a Ezer, a helper. What is the helper? The helper helps you to make from you loy toif toif. For you, stage of being not good, you haven't got who to give, you should become toif, that you should be able to be a giver. But how will that loy toif become a toif? Through a Kenegdoi, when your wife is going to be totally opposing you. That means you're going to have to exercise the act of giving even when you don't get. Now you're forced to do it. Because this is one thing which has to be very strongly emphasized. Very strongly emphasized. A married couple calls man, they are married and they are together. There's a mitzvah eser min ha-Torah. She'era k'susa v'nosa l'yigra. Not to take away from the wife his food, her dressing, and her personal intimate needs, emotional stability needs, which she needs. Whatever it is, a good word, a smile. This is a mitzvah eser d'oraisa. Just like a mitzvah eser d'oraisa to keep Shabbos, just to put on tefillin. Like a mitzvah eser, like eating matzah. And just like when your wife aggravates you, you're not going to stop putting on tefillin. You're not going to not eat matzah. What's it got to do with the other? Same thing. When your wife aggravates you, you have no right to stop to make your responsibilities what you have to give to your wife. Now, when you do that, what are you doing? Actually, you're becoming a giver. That means the mitzvah of Sherek Sisa Venosa La Yigra is a mitzvah Sasa Draisa. And that does not depend, does she deserve it or not. It's not a partnership that you have a business and you make up, you work 5 hours, I work 5 hours. Hey, you worked only 3 hours, I'm only going to work 3 hours. There you have the right to do it because we made a business. You give me 5 hours, I give you 5 hours. Marriage is not a partnership. You're going to give me this, what you have to give me, and I'm going to give you what I give you. It's nothing like that. Marriage is just like, it's, as we spoke in the first year, it's an institution. You're entering a moisset, which is called Nisuin. You're entering an institution where you have to grow all your life. Because you have to know, without marriage, says the Torah, Loi Toiv, Hayois, Odom, Levadai. A man alone is a Loi Toiv, and he could never become Toiv alone. A Shoira B'lo Isha, the one who lives without a wife, or he's married, but he's not fulfilling the Dovek B'Ishta, where the Bosar Echo doesn't become one with his wife. Shoira B'lo Toira, B'lo Brucho, B'lo Simcha, B'lo Choyme, has nothing, has absolutely nothing. That means the Toira of the person is not worth anything, the Simcha of the person is not. And by the way, I think that we spoke after the first year, what is the definition of Simcha, what is the definition of happiness? Well, unfortunately, the world people don't know what happiness means. Happiness, they think Simcha means have a good time. You go honeymoon, go to Miami Beach with your wife, and you float around. That's the call Simcha. The Chazal say, "Ashoyde b'lo ishe, ashoyde b'lo teyde b'lo brucha b'lo Simcha." That's a fact. There's no Simcha. And the only one who wants taste Simcha when he could be shoyde ima ishe, when he's together with his wife. It comes out, marriage is an institution which before I'm married, I'm a loy toif. And no way can I make myself toif. And the only way I could make myself, develop myself into toif, into nesiyin, you have to be married. The question is, how would she make toif out of me? So says Chazal, Zocho Ezer, Loi Zocho Kenegdai. Is this a pshat? Pshat is as follows. If the person is Zoche, that means, Zocho means also Zichoch, purified. If the person is a purified person and he worked up on his midas, and even before he's married, he's entering into marriage for the sake of giving, forgiving only. And even the wife will be very good to him. And he will become a receiver from the wife, a mekabel, and they will going to have a wonderful time with her. Even then, she's not going to abuse her for the sake of getting. And still is going to give and give. She could be a Ezer. She could be a very wonderful wife, a helping wife. Because he's not going to get spoiled. He still will remember that the tachlis of Nesuni is to be a noisen and not to be a mekabel. Because that makes a man toif. That makes a person a tzelem alakim. Kodesh Baruch is toif. Tachlis a toif lehetiv. I'm a tzelem alakim. With what? I have a part in me which is toif. It's not developed. I was born a little selfish animal. And I just want to take. So now when I'm getting married, now I could emphasize 24 hours a day. Noisen. I have a kegufoi. Mechabdi yoisem a gifoi. Now comes into the picture of giving. However, if I am a selfish dog and I'm a selfish person and she happens to be a very goody-goody wife, of course I'm going to give her. Why shouldn't I give her? She gives me everything. If she's an Ezer, it's never proved that I'm a Noisen. she's a very good wife. So of course, I'm getting a good deal. Why shouldn't I give her? I know the more I give her, the more I'm going to get back. It's like investment. You give her $1,000, you get back two. Why wouldn't I give her? So if I'm a loy toif, if I'm loy zocho, that means I do not enter in marriage with the right attitude, and I don't have a purified midas, I can't afford to receive a good wife, because the better wife I will get, never ever will I develop myself to become a noisen. So if I'm a loy zocho, I'm not pure, and this has a lot to do with the youth of a person. If usually I'm telling it for couples, it's very good to know. Meretz Hashem, you get married. Meretz Hashem, you have children. If you don't want your child to have a difficult marriage, you could develop, you could be mechanach, your child, how kind of wife you should get Meretz Hashem when he's going to get married. How? Develop him into a zocho. The more investment you're going to put into your son, that your son should become a noisen and not a mekabel. The more you're going to make from your son a selfless person, and you're going to teach him and train him the tachlis abri is the tachlis of amisul isilus damus liyoytzroi to the dovko boy mahu rachum afato rachum mahu chanon afato chanon. We have to emulate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the whole tachlis of a mensch, as the Vilna Gaon says. A man only came down to this world to zachachas midoysof, to letairus midoysof. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely purposely did made Odom Per Odom Yula, they made him a wild little animal, and the child is born a little selfish person to begin with, in order that the child should become a shutaf in his bria, he should create himself. And if you train him from his early youth, your child, to become a pure, noisen, good midas, and no matter what people do to him, he's still a noisen, because you know, that's what we expect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we spoke last week. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a noisen even we don't deserve. Knesset Yisrael receives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu even we don't deserve. And that's, as we say, a marriage is a miniature relationship in Kitshu Bricha Shchinte. Marriage is a miniature relationship between husband and wife, Kitshu Bricha Shchinte. That's the youth in the K, as we're going to soon explain. Now, if you want to prepare Meretz Hashem, that you want to have children, that your children should have a good marriage, he should be a zoicha, and therefore his wife should be an ezer, not a connector, you could do it. Train your child, that your child should be a giver under any circumstances. And if your child's not going to be a selfish child, then he could get a wife, an ezer, he's not going to abuse her. However, when Hashem knows us, and Hashem knows us very well, when I could make my loy toif toif, and he knows that I'm not pure, he knows that I'm still selfishness in me, so gives me a wife which is a kenegdoi. Loy zocho, I'm a loy zocho, gives me a wife which is a kenegdoi. But the wife does not compliment me. And here I'm stuck. What am I doing here? I have two choices. Apitoire, I have two choices. Either you divorce her, either you behave like a husband has to behave. Apitoire, shere ksisa nusa la yigra. There's no in between. Halocha dig apitoire. There's no room in a Jewish marriage to be married and not to fulfill the chiyuvim of a husband and wife. Either you married, you have to fulfill. Because the chiyuv of husband and wife is a chiyuv, just like a mitzvah. It's not a partnership agreement. A ksuba, as we spoke last week, is a one-sided requirement, a one-sided thing. She never signed anything, she never promised anything. Only you. The Torah is never mechayev her anything. There's a recommendation of Chazal what she has to do in order to help the husband to able to give. The whole purpose of creation goes one way. All the chiyuvim, all the requirements, all the responsibilities goes from husband to wife, not from wife, because that's the whole tachos. The man is only the loy toif. The woman is toif even without being married. Therefore, the woman, al pi alocha, does not have to get married. She's sholem b'shleimus even without marriage. She does us a favor that when she gets married to us. So as long we are married, that has to be remembered. As long we are married and we don't intend to get divorced, I have my chiyuvim to her, if she deserves it, if she doesn't deserve it, sheira ksis v'noso le'yigra, just like shmira Shabbos and eating matzah, no way less. Unless, when you go to a third party, an objective rof, which understands the situation, and like you go to a doctor, and the third party says to you, don't do it this and this, because through that, you could improve the situation, then it's like medication. Otherwise, you have to get a heter. When? You can't become, you describe your own prescriptions. You can't become your own doctor. When can you penalize? You can't be mechanach your wife. you could be mechanechim vayef as long as you're not infringing on your responsibilities min ha-Torah. There's a mitzvah sefer d'rais lechiyuva min ha-Torah to sheirik sisa nosa le-yigra. The only time that you could not do what you have to do when you're getting instructions from a third party, which they feel the man of chinuch, you could improve the situation better like that. And just like you would say, none of us is allowed to go into the drugstore and take any drug and take them, unless a doctor prescribes them, because the drug is going to get killed. Now, if the third party tells you there's no cure, and with this wife you could never become a giver, and it's never going to work out, then there's a chiv min ha-Torah to get to divorce. And we have to know divorce is an amputation. Divorce is a regular amputation. And just like anyone, his foot hurts him, he can't go to the doctor, please take off my foot, I can't take my foot, it hurts me too much. And if the doctor listens to you, takes off your feet, he's a criminal. The patient can never describe, decide, I had too much problems. Take off my feet. If the doctor evaluates the situation, he sees, by not amputating the foot, he may get killed. He may get poisoned, his whole body. It may be fatal. The doctor says, you have to amputate the foot. How does the patient say? He starts crying, I'm going to lose my leg. He goes to second opinion, to third opinion. He got from three doctors. Then he knows he's lucky that you could save his life by amputation. But while the amputation takes place, he cries, he lost a leg. That's a get. A get to hoyle bosarechot, as we explained the last shir, we belong to each other. The neshama comes down, zochar mekevel boroisam, comes down, one neshama. Shkosh bochu sliced them in two halves, one for the zochar, one for the mekevel. Our job is getting together, to hoyle bosarechot, to become one. Now when a decision has to be made, that a divorce has to take place, it's like a decision of amputation. You're re-slicing it again. Chazal tell us, Afila Mizbeach moired all of the moors. The Mizbeach is crying, pshat is, and there is amputation. There is tears. It hurts, even if it's a justified amputation. Even if it's halachically, it has to be done, but it still hurts. So again, it shows, as long we are al pi halacha married, the chiyuvim of a husband to the wife is there al pi Torah. The chiyuvim from a woman to the husband is not there al pi Torah. It's not that the Chazal advised the woman practically to do, but if she, and there's a very interesting phenomenon, which those who are in this business, there could be women, the most wonderful women, they will be nice for the whole world, nice to the children, nice to everyone, polite and nice and fine, all the good midas, except to one person, they're going to be the worst to the husbands. They're not capable to do anything to their husband. They can't.
Why that?
Why? Because Chazal say, Loi Zocha, connect oi. But the husband is a Loi Zocha. That's Chazal say. Loi Toif Yosodim Levadoi. The man alone is a Loi Toif. In order to make him Toif, you have to train him. Soon we're going to explain how. So Hashem says, I'm going to give you the other half. And the other half will polish you. And I will explain it. Last week, we made a muscle of the Tzelem Elohim, which the Ramban says is evil, is the Chelek Elohim Yimal, the Neshama which a Yid heard, the Chelek Elohim Yimal, that's called Tzelem Elohim. And there is Zohar Nekeva Bore Oysam. The Yipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, the Yivir Elohim Sohodom, but Tzelem Elohim Bore Oysam, says the Ramban, those guilt of the Hecher Neshama, of the Yirish Neshama. Therefore the Varal says, Bagoy, there's no such a thing as Kiddushin, Eish is Eish. Because there's no unity, only Ba'av. And there, in this pasuk, the Torah says, Zohar Nekev Boroisam. And as we mentioned, the Zohar Kodesh says, that Tzelem Elohim, when it comes down from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, has a chelek al-Zohar, has a chelek al-Kever, then it's being sliced, and they go into two different bodies, and then, when they're getting together, Ish ve'Isho, Zohu, this individual Ish, the selfish Ish, and this individual Isho, the selfish animalistic Isho, Zohu, when they're Zoyche, what does it mean the Zoyche? They put aside the Mezachach themselves, the purifiers, and Shechino Beneihem. The Beneihem, which is in between them, becomes united, and that Shechino. It's not the third Shechino comes in. We know, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world with Hashem Yud Kei. Ki Beko Hashem Tzir Olamim. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the worlds with a Ko, Yud Kei. Yud Kei, the Shem Yud Kei, is the Shem Habriya, the Shem of creation. We explained, I think, the first year, that Nasa Shutafa Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis, we become shutfen with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Maisa Bereshis. What is Maisa Bereshis? Bria, creation. With what do we become partners? In which area do we become partners? What are we creating? We create ourselves. What do you mean create yourself? Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he sent down that neshoma down to the world, that neshoma, in, when it's together, before it was life, is a Tzelem Elokim, is a Yud Kei. When he sliced them, the neshoma, the Yud and Kei got separated. The Yud went to the Ish, and the Hei went to the Isho. Ish is Aleph Yud Shein. Ish, fire, plus a Yud, makes it Ish. That's what the Gemara says. Right? The woman got the Hei. Ish, Aleph Shein, Ish, and the Hei became the Isho. Comes out. Without the Tzelem Elokim, without the Yud Kei, what is the man and the wife? Two destructive elements. Eish, Eish, fire, fire. Fire is burning up, eliminating. Fire burns. Only me. There's a selfish world, a secular world. Eish. It's a piece of fire. Don't get close, you get burned. They're all selfish, they all mean themselves. Because Baruch Hu put in this Eish of the man and the Isha, in the Eish of the woman, the two Eish, because Baruch Hu took the Neshama, which is Yud Kei, the Tzelem Elokim, sliced it. The Yud went into the Eish of the Ish. The Hey went to the Ish of the woman, became Isho, Ish, Isho. Now, when those Ish and Isho getting together, when husband and wife getting together, if they don't consider the Chelek HaLakai which they have, the Neshama, they get together like two behemoths, like two animals, the two Ish. So the Yudke doesn't get together. And what do the two Ish do? They're destroying each other. That's all. It comes to destruction. However, how can Yazav Ishes Oveve Imoy? Leave behind what you receive from your father. What do you receive from your father, mother? The Ish, the body. And Vidovek Bishtoi, Hanshu Vidovisha, not with the elements of the Ish which you got from father, from the mother, the selfishness. But Vidovek Bishtoi, the husband brings the youth. And she went, Mohilo Bosar Echod, Shmaiso Shema Kev Shema Echod. Because Boch is one, the youth case one. Then you're becoming one. And that makes it one. However, when we compare the Tzelem Elokim once they are together, last week we compared it to a diamond ring. It's a very beautiful analogy because this explains a lot. I just came back this afternoon from Canada. We had a seminar for secular people, total fire people. Go speak to fire people, secular people, about Arsa Mishpocha, Yiddish marriage, story concept of marriage. And you know, yesterday I was speaking on it, the mamash cried on that. And this moshel is a Moiridiga moshel, explains many halachas in the Torah, which discriminates l'choira in the modern world, discriminates against women, and they use it to attack Torah, as the Torah makes a woman a second-rank citizen, with l'choira spin the verkehrte. Let's compare the Tzelem Elokim once they are united, the unity, to a diamond ring. I think we spoke last week on it, and we said together, just like a diamond ring, you take a ring, you take a diamond, you put them together, it becomes one, and you have one diamond ring. So it's Tzelem Elokim, there's a Yud and the Hey separated. When you're putting them together, they become a Tzelem Elokim, they become one diamond ring. Who is the diamond and who is the ring? In the Tzelem Elokim, what's the difference between diamond and ring? Who needs whom? Does the ring need the diamond or the diamond needs the ring? The ring needs the diamond. Because the ring is not worth anything without a diamond. The diamond, in order to preserve the value of the diamond, doesn't need the ring. If a diamond is worth $5,000 a carat, it's there if it's in the ring. If it's not in the ring, it's still worth $5,000 a carat. The only difference is, if the diamond has no ring, she belongs in the safe. The diamond, in a marriage, who is the diamond, who is the ring? The husband is the ring, and the woman is the diamond. Therefore, al pi halacha, the man has to get married. He's a ring. He never saw a person, a woman, wearing a ring with four prongs, no diamonds in it. It's crazy. It's worth nothing. The woman is the diamond. Therefore, she is sholem. She has her value, total value. The marriage doesn't improve her in her value. However, makes her usable. Without marriage, she belongs in the safe. It's called koidavas melech pnima. A loose woman, a not married woman, is dangerous. People may abuse her. She has to be locked up. However, Eshes Chayim, Eshes Chayil Ateres Bala, she becomes the crown of her husband. When she gets married and she builds her husband, then she could go out to the public. She knows she's an Eshes Ish, nobody could touch her. And she's the crown of the house, she's the Keres Abayis. And they're saying in English, behind every man is a woman. This, which is absolutely true, depends what kind of woman it is that makes a man. That makes a man a man. So it comes out, when you ask the question why a man has to get married, because he's the ring. Why a woman doesn't have to get married, she's the diamond. She doesn't get more improved. The second thing which they totally discriminates, a man could be married more than to one woman. A man could have many women, many wives, where a wife could never have more than one husband. So say, how come? So it's very simple. A ring could have more than one diamond. But the diamond can never have two rings. She is the essence. She's only going to explain what does it mean more. There's this other thing, chas v'shalom, when a man is boiget, cheats behind his wife, which is chayve krisis, it's the most terrible avera. But in case of vet about tshuva, is a tzaddik gomer, qualms about tshuva, in case the wife is muchen moichel, to be moichel, they could go out and live together. But chas v'shalom reverse, when the woman cheats behind her husband, she could also become a full balas tshuva, but even the husband is moichel, they can't be together. If the husband knows about it, with Edis, with whatever it is, there's no way they can't be together. Why? How come? Very simple. If the ring breaks, if the prong breaks down, you could find another piece of rock, fixable. But if the diamond cracked, finished, that diamond can never be cured. The diamond is a crack, a diamond you can't cure. In this marriage, this diamond cannot work anymore. She could work in a second marriage. She could be a good diamond in a second marriage, not for this marriage. But there's many halachas which you could see the opposite. The reason why the Torah, which the secular world calls discriminates, comes machmas smiler, because in a raya to that is that the woman is the etzem elikus. Because who gives birth to a Jewish child? Only a Jewish mother, and not a Jewish father. You could have the worst, simplest Jewish mother. She gives birth to a child. The child is a full Yiddish kind. And Chas v'Shalom, you could have a man, the biggest Mal Madrege, the biggest Mal Madrege, biggest Tzaddik. And Chas v'Shalom, if the woman is a goiter, the children are in Goyim Kimurim. Why? Because only diamond brings diamonds. Al Titash Shma Vini Misa Revicho. The Tata only gives Musar, only gives the Chitzonius, only gives the cosmetics. Al Titash Torah Simech, and then I go to the Torah of the mother. What is Torah's mother? Mother doesn't learn Torah. The mama is the essence of Torah, is the Torah herself. And therefore we will understand very good. There's a mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, making a Mishkan. Where is the mitzvah in the Torah? Also in the Mishkan, the Shechanti, the Soicham. And also in the Mishkan, Shechanti, the Soicham is not necessary on the Beis HaMikdash. Also in the Mishkan, Shechanti, the Soicham, Afilu, Betoch, Tu Moisam. That's because Afilu, Betoch, Tu Moisam. Every Jewish home is a Mishkan Ma'at. As Chazal say, Ishi Ishi Zohu, Shechina Bereyem. What is Beis HaMikdash? Hashoi is a Shechina. In Shlaim is a big poisek. Reb Shlaim is Alman Oyn Vlach Shlita. Shem Shud Bimar Shiyom of Vishonov. It's a big poisek. He's famously known. He's a Gvaldik Ish Sholem. Very, very, very beautiful. And it's known when he was Maspit, his wife, they lived together for 60 years. His wife passed away. He said it in public. So the Derech HaOlam, the Gezeinzach, the Beit Mechila, Yask Mechila. And he said, I don't remember an event that you should have to ask me Mechila in all our marriage, or I should have to ask you Mechila, or you should have to ask me Mechila. I don't remember such event. You never did anything wrong to me, and I think I don't remember anything I did anytime wrong for you. But one thing I have to ask you Mechila, the fact that you died before me, because of my avoidance, because of my sin, for them asking a mechila. So you can imagine what kind of shalom bayis this couple had. And a friend of mine, who once went to yeshiva in the Shal Chesed and spoke and learning with Shlomo Zalman, and he went home already. So he went together with Shlomo Zalman home, shmuzing a lenin, and he tended. He's going to go home to Shlomo Zalman. He's going to finish. Come home with me. We're going to finish inside. So I'm going to go together with Shlomo Zalman. Going, accompanying him home. And he sees before he comes to the home, before he knocks on the door, Shlomo Zalman stood up and starts fixing up his jacket and his hat and makes with his boots. That's a whole preparation. Like, So he thought maybe somebody's waiting, give me his guess. He didn't want to bother. He said, Rebbe, I'm not going to bother. So you have somebody, I could come tomorrow, we could continue tomorrow. He says, no, nobody's home except my Rebbe, nobody's home. So he was all puzzled, what's the big commotion? He says, I see the Rebbe's preparing, so. He says, what do you mean, what I'm preparing? I'm going to be a couple of Pnei Ashkina. What do you mean I'm preparing? I'm going to make a couple of Pnei Ashkina. So he looks at him and says, Chazal say, Ish Zochu, Shechina Benayim. According to my good evening, according to Shalom Aleichem, according to the reception, according to Simcha, I'm going to bring it to the house. According to that, it's going to be Shechina. Chazal said, that's Kaveh, I think the first Shiva spoke. Everything's Kaveh Chazal. And if they say, Ish Zochu, Shechina, but that's a choice of Shechina. And a Jewish home is a Mikdash Ma'at. A Mikdash, Eina Kosh Bachu, but Lomoy, Eina Dal Ram Shalocha. As Eina Kosh Bachu, but Tanya says, in Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu had, what was the Dalad Amos of the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's a sort of a different safe, we suppose the Dalad Amos. A man is Dalad Amos, because of the man is Shlesha Amos, the Yodav is Dalad Amos. What's the Shach to give to Kodesh Baruch Hu Dalad Amos? Shalalocha. She says, the Orn in the Beis HaMikdash, the Orn in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was Amosayim V'chetzi Orkoi, V'amo V'chetzi Rochboi. That's Arba Amos. And that we know, on that on, the Kapoiris, the Shnei Kruvim, all communication, Kesher, which was a Kodesh Baruch with Am Yisrael, was all coming through Tachas, Seichich Bekafeyem, Ma'amer Shoysom, and all the Koilis which Kodesh Baruch came down, the whole communication, the whole Kesher with the Kodesh Baruch, with Am Yisrael, with the Torah, with Am Yisrael Moshe, came through Ma'ala Kapoiris in the Kruvim, to this Dalad Amos. Comes out, the greatest Dalad Amos. To something better, I'm going to give you something which we speak in the seminars, which we're bringing it out. Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, the original creation, before Adam HaRishon was Chayta, the whole world was like an Eden. Wherever Adam HaRishon looked, he saw Elokus, he saw Kodesh Baruch Hu. There was this Galus Elokus, there was no Hester upon him, Bechlal, right? When Adam HaRishon was Chayta, threw him out, the whole world became Hester upon him. There was a total Hester upon him. But ever, everything which once was, leaves a Rishima, leaves a certain Shoyrish, which never got spoiled. That's the Dalad Amos. There's left in the world a Dalad Amos of unspoiled Olam Atikm, which was never miskalkul of the Chet of an Odom Rishon. And that Dalad Amos was miskal in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what the Kodesh HaKadoshim is called. That Dalad Amos of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's the original Gilo Elokus. Now says the Baal HaTanya, now that we lost the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Eretz Yisrael, where is the Mokam from the Dalad Amos tells me? Dalad Amos Shalalocha. The ever Jew lives, is Mevatel himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu Salocha, and his Dalad Amos is total bottle of Kodesh Baruch Hu, there is a Shoyes Hashchina. And the more bittle there is, the more bittle there is, more Gilu days. And here we're going to come to a very deep point, which is important for us to remember. There is no place in the world which is demanded so much bitl, his battles of battle retzoichol retzoino, than in the marriage life. It's easy to take abuse from anyone and everyone, but not from a wife. There's no place in the world where we could really, and maybe I'm going to go even a little bit deeper, and I want to explain myself. There's no, maybe I'm going to give you a little bit of insight, a little bit of deeper insight, a moral. I'm asking you, when you're putting in a seed of an apple into the ground, and comes out a big apple tree, who do you give credit, for the seed or for the ground? Who is the credit due to? This tree is growing tons of apples, year after year. Who are you giving credit? The little seed or the Adomo, where the whole energy comes from the ground? Taking it from the ground. So why do you need the seed? So the mind, both, as we're gonna say, husband and wife, together the tzelem elokim, but who is the etzem? You need both. Who is giving a Jewish child? A Jewish mother. He needs a Jewish father too. But not necessarily. The child comes in, the Shomer comes from the Jewish mother. And I said, the kind of Shomer should have to be Tohiro here, that comes from my mother, not from my father. My father gives us a Balatan, the Levushim for the Neshomer, Midas, Levushim, tools. But the Etzim Neshomer, the Neshomer, the Goy Kodosh, the Kedushas Amiso, comes from the mother only. So where does come the tree out? From the seed or from the ground? it roots, it comes from the ground. All the koiches is in the ground. You see, Meferesh Apostle, Toitzoris, Nefesh Chayim, Toitzoris, Eitzperi. The Nasa Odom Etzamenis also says the Ramban, Hashem says to Adomo, give out the man, because the Breishis Borem Kim Esa Shemaim Esoiz Kushboch had put in everything into the ground. All the koiches is there in the ground. So why do you need a seed? So because everything is there, so the Adomo can never give out the koich, because all the koiches are there. Just like you take a theater, there's a few thousand people, and open a little door, nobody could go out, because everyone is pushing out. The Adomo has so many koiches that you can't bring out one koich, because everyone is there. So what do you do to bring out a certain koich? Because Baruch Hu had made so, the Bria has gewaldige potential, Bria has gewaldige koiches. But it cannot be given out, because as we said, because everything is there. So Kosh Baruch Hu had instilled Batel Retzoin Cho Lirtzoin. Wherever there is Bittl, wherever there is Avnova, wherever there is a nullification, wherever there is Achnoa, makes room that Koich should be able to come out. You take a seed into the ground, the apple seed, and Tchiles Tzimochen Rikovoin. In order the seed should grow, Rikovoin, it has to totally fulfill it. It has to decay totally. And then the seed was totally recovered, has been totally eliminated, because there was a beetle. That piece of ground could only give out the koich of the apple, and all the other koichs go on the side, and they're letting the apple come out. Comes out, what does the seed do? The seed is not growing anything. The seed up is the seed, is all the seed is accomplishing is Mavatl himself. And wherever there's a beetle atzmi, the koich of Elikus comes out. We have chilek alakainas. How come it can't come out? Wherever there is bittul, wherever I'm a vatel myself, vatel retzoin chol retzoinoi, there elokus comes out. There elokus comes out. Elokus borcho balomoi, eladaladam, les asar ponimine. The whole world is full of elokus. Moloi kolo eretz kavoidoi. Our tachlis is, the tachlis on Ad Yisrael is, the tachlis on Am Yisrael is to become a shutef to Kodesh Baruch Hu b'maaseh bereishis. By what? By me megala elokusis baruch shmoi kol ha'olam kuloi m'loi kol ha'olam kuloi b'chvedecho v'yira kol poel k'ato pe'alto v'yim k'ato yisrael v'yoyme kol ha'asher neshama ba'apoi. The Shvartzen Harlem has to say Hashem elokei Yisrael melech m'lo eretz Mashiach m'lo eretz Hashem. How? Shem Elokei Yisrael. Where is Elokei Yisrael coming in? Because only Yisrael has the koyach to be mevatel himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, batel retzoin chol retzoin. And wherever there is bittul, there is gilui. Just like you take on the seed, is mevatel the seed, comes out the gilui of the koyach of an apple. Wherever there is a bittul in me, comes out the koyach of a kai. Wherever koyach of a kai comes out, there is a chilek of a kai coming out. The other chilek of a kai comes out. The more bittul there is, more gilui Elokus comes. Now, where is the greatest bittul demanded from a person in his life? And he's you'll be surprised. Not in the business world, and not in the yeshiva world, and not in the covered world. The greatest bittul is by his wife. At home. And in home there's many rooms. There's a kitchen, there's a dining room, there's a living room, and there's a bedroom. And where is the greatest bittul needed in a Jewish home? In a Jewish bedroom. Because there is the biggest confrontation between the animal and the bittul. Because the closer you get to your wife, the closer you want to entertain the communication, the unity, the animal jumps up, and the animal has to be entertained. The Yetzer Hara has to be entertained. And there's the opposite of bittul. When you become a mekabel, you take, they cannot be gilu, cannot be shechina b'neim. Ish v'ish zochu, when they bevatel themselves and they come l'shem mitzvah, the whole tachlus of getting together is to become noisnim and not mekablim, shechina b'neim. Only that bittul comes out. Elu Kodesh Baruch Hu Eloma Ele Dalad Amas Shel Aruch Belvad. The Dalad Amas in kitchen, there's a Dalad Amas of Kashrus. In the dining room, there's a Dalad Amas of Midas with Achnusas Orchim, with Torah. But the Dalad Amas Shel Aruch, which has to do with Kedusha V'Taharah, and Taharah Samishpocha, what yo, Vusnisht, Venyo, and Vusnisht, and taking a Midas there, and there to be bottled selfless, and there to take the, there to attack the animal, demands the highest, enormous amount of bittul. But if bittul is being applied there, ishish zochu, shechina b'neim. Says the Balatanya, that ashroi is a shechina. which was the Dalad Amos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where is it hunt? Where is it today? In every Jewish home, the Dalad Amos Shalucha dominates. Okay. That's number one. We compare the Jewish home to the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Heichel, there was a Zohar, there was a Kodesh HaKadoshim. Outside, in the Heichel, there was a Shulchan, was a Menorah, was a Mizbeach. Those three things are representing Torah, Avodas Gemilas Chasadim, Shlosh Yevidah Sha'olam Oymed Aleihem. Menorah is Torah, Shulchan is Gemilas Chasadim, right? Mizbeach is Avodah. Then is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What is the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's the Oron. What is the Oron? Torah again. Why do Torah have two representatives? Shulchan doesn't have only one. Pshat is this Pnimis HaToyah. What is in the Oron? In the Oron is the Luchos. The Luchos HaBris. The Luchos HaBris, did anyone ever learn them? Did anyone open up the Oron? Was never learned. Why? That's the Pnimis HaToyah. What is Torah? Chochmosa is Borach Shemoy. Kosh Bachos Chochma. Hive Chochmosa Echot. Could anyone let us less machshovet fisubach klal? Can anyone learn a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Can anyone understand a Kodesh Baruch Hu? How could a person understand the chokhmah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? He will chokhmah sa echot, says the Rambam. The chokhmah of Hashem is Hashem. So how could Torah be comprehended? The answer is you can't talk. The pnimis of Torah, the essence of Torah, the etzem Torah, less machshovet fisubach klal. Therefore, you could never learn them. However, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the chitzonis of Torah, gave pshat, gave tamim. That's the chitzonis HaTorah. That's the menorah. The menorah which has to be lit up. A menorah which you lighten up. And that Torah, the gisa b'yom v'layla, that you have to learn, that you have to understand, this is the Torah we're learning. Now this chelka HaTorah, the pnimis HaTorah, and the chitzonis HaTorah have been divided between husband and wife. This is, we know, Araitze Kitshev Rich Yisroel Chad. Kodesh Baruch Hu and Torah and Yisroel is all one. Just like in Kodesh Baruch Hu, we spoke the first shir or the second shir, Kitshu Bericha Shchinte, there's two halakim too, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is one, but there's Kitshu Bericha, which is the essence of Hashem, Shchinte, which is the chitzoinis of Elokus, which there, Shchinte is many degrees, Shloisha Shiyoshu, Asura Shchinte Shalya, and there's different levels of Shchinte, there's Amigdash, Yerushalayim, all the Asura Kedisha Shabayla, Shchinte, so is also in Torah, the Pnimis HaTorah, which is the Luchos, and the Chetzayin Sator, which is the Menorah. So is also in Israel, in the Nishmas Chelek Elokai Memal. This is the Pnimis of Israel, which is the Neshama of the woman, the essence of the Neshama, which she is moiled with other Jewish children. This is the Chetzayin Sator Neshama, which is this is the Zohar. And therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, we had Torah, we had to represent the Oren and the Menorah. The Menorah was in the outside, and the Oren was in the inside. Now, the Oren, nobody went ever into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And even the Kohen Gadol, which Achaz Vashonah went in, he never opened up, because he's not shaykh to open up to learn the Luchos. The Luchos is etzem Torah, the shaykh to learn. Who belongs to the Torah? Who belongs to the Pnimis HaTorah? Who does this belong, the Luchos, the Pnimis HaTorah? That belongs to the woman. Al titash Torah simecho. Therefore, Mishu Melamed is bitter Torah, kil Melamed Tiflis. You're not shaykh to learn bitter Torah. This woman wants to learn Torah, actually degrading, they're devaluating Torah. They think Torah could be, the woman's Torah could be learned. This Elokus himself, just like the woman can't take her neshama and to, she can't, she doesn't have to get married because she's shleima b'tachlis ha-shleimus, the Torah is shleima b'tachlis ha-shleimus. So therefore, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Oren, is actually the representative of the woman's Torah. Masha came the Menorah on the outside, he gives her husband has to learn Torah. That's it. So those are the two parts of the Torah. Comes out in our yes.
Doesn't the woman grow and doesn't the woman develop? Is she just a diamond and she doesn't change? She's like that and she's always the same.
The woman's development state is just like a diamond. If you put a diamond into a cheap ring, it's a ring. You put it in an expensive pin. A pin, put it in the bracelet, it's the bracelet. That's only she only could build around her, but not herself. Herself, she's a shlema. Therefore, woman doesn't have to get mad. Of course, the diamond is doing beautiful things by letting her being set in a ring, in a diamond, in an earring, whatever it is.
Let's say this woman, she doesn't have to need it, doesn't she have responsibility to change and develop?
Absolutely. But in case she has no midas whatsoever, she doesn't work it or doesn't change anything. But if she gives birth to a child, the child is a kosher Jewish child with no defect. The lowest woman has a kosher little child. The man is totally up to, see, the man only upgrades and degrades himself according his avoider. Take it that way. The man's productivity and the woman's productivity are totally differentiated. The man's production is depending on the man's avoider. The woman's production is not depending on her avoider. She has to produce a goy kodesh. I think we didn't speak about it yet. We're going to talk about it soon. What does it mean? Of course the woman has to work on herself. But did she work or didn't she work? She still gives whatever she has to give. She's a rough diamond, but the diamond is there. The value is really there. The ring may not be so beautiful with it, but the value, her value is still there. Now this role in a Jewish home today is the same thing as a Beis HaMikdash. In a Jewish home, the kitchen and the dining room, you have the Shulchan. Shulchan HaShulam, the Mizbeach, says the Gemara. By the way, who is cooking? Also the woman. The woman is the Kehenes. The loch of kashrus is in her hand too, but not only her, the husband is also involved. Kibbutz Kosodim, Menorah is the Torah of the husband. To learn with children, only the father has to learn. The mother is not mechuyev to learn with children. I could be moicha. That's the heter when we lend money for a friend without any mishtar. He has to know it only because I have to be able to moicha in case he is denying it. Because if I'm not moicha and he's denying it, I'm machshav him. If you're sit in mikshav. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the biggest investment HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world? What is the biggest investment? Atam Tilim Amlechus Kaihanim, the Goy Kodesh, a holy nation. What is a Goy Kodesh? Taras HaMishbochim, and we produce kosher Yiddish children. And that's the holiest, that's the biggest investment HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. And that's not the easiest thing to give up. It's the hardest thing to give up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the greatest investment of Goy Kodesh, entrusts in the simple hand of a Jewish woman. And the Jewish woman, she's trusted, she makes the bedika, she says okay, it's okay, she says not okay. Of course, the shayla, you have to ask a shayla, the safrala. How did the Kodesh Baruch Hu trust a Jewish woman? And it's not $10, $100 involved. Sometimes the whole mental stability of the husband and the wife is involved. And as I always bring out a story which Shimshon Pinkas said once, that he had a Baal Tshuva couple in Eretz Yisrael, kibbutznikim, total secular people. And they came in the seminar. And they came to the seminar, Baal Tshuva, Taras HaMishpocha, Shabbos and everything. And right away, unfortunately, she started doing galochas, she couldn't get clean. 1 month, 2 months, she saw. She was slacking. And she couldn't get to mikveh. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4th month. They went crazy. And all of a sudden, finally, okay. And here she goes to tefillah. And it's just before she goes to mikveh, the last day, write her a shayla. And her husband comes all shivering, asking the shayla, is it kosher or not? Now this, and Rav Shimshon said, it was not kosher. And he says, unfortunately, it's not kosher. And the man turned white, also simka, also chivra. It's mamash mesiras nefesh, mamash mesiras nefesh. Now, how does it mean? A man who 4 or 5 months ago had the whole world, did whatever he wanted, mashal liba chofetz, he becomes a baal tshuva, he loses his own wife, he's losing her own husband. Comes a Kodesh Baruch Hu, sends him a bigger nisoyim, month after month. They can't even have each other. Why? Because she is not cheating. Now imagine when she goes in and she's checking herself and she's all pepped up. How much does it take to lie? Everything is okay, everything is fine. She doesn't have to show the bedikas to her husband. She's not mechuyev. For safrala, she's trusted. That means a Kodesh Baruch Hu went. Now, trusting every Jewish woman, every one of our wives, trust sorry, many, Dvoira Nevia, Miriam Nevia. Yes, my wife is being entrusted by Kodesh Baruch Hu with the same trust. Sori Meinu. And what does my wife do? The same thing what Sori Meinu did. My wife is keeping Taras HaMishpocha. It's in her hand. And she brings children out to the world. She's pregnant with a child for 9 months. She's up nights. She's raising the children. She's a Atam Tilem Amlechus Kanem Begoy Kodosh. Who delivers that? The husband? What does the lover do? Has a good time with it. That's all. He's finished with his good time. He forgets about it. He doesn't want to know anything about it. Now, when the woman is so much sacrificing herself, gives entire life, that's the greatness of the woman. Now, you could say the woman of today, okay, my bobe, should rest in peace. Where did she live? In a ghetto. What did she have from a goy? What did she know about good time? So how much did she have to compete? But take a wife, a woman of today's time, when the world is totally open for her, she's totally exposed to the world, and she knows what the world has to offer. Here's television and videos and newspapers and magazines and talk shows and all kind of things. And all of a sudden, all this thing is weighing on this Jewish woman, the Goyishkat, the opposite of Goy Kodesh. And this same woman, who is exposed to all this tumor, has to be able to compete with this unbelievable Yetzer Hara, the Safrullah, we trust her. Can you imagine how much Mesiras Nefesh this Jewish woman did to keep up the Kodesh HaKadoshim of our homes of today? And I usually say, well, that's one of the reasons why we have beautiful biography books about the Gedolim. Every Godel is written up, every Rebbe and every Rosh Yeshiva. For the last hundreds of years, there are beautiful books of the Baal Shem Tov, the Gaon of every Baal Shem Tov Talmud. They have beautiful biography books of all the Tzadikim over the Gedol Olam. Why is there not one biography book of the Rebbetzins? Do you think the Rebbetzins was in any way lesser than, big than the big people? No way. Rebbe Kiva Eger said on his Rebbetzin, many nights she was up. I was up with her for hours and hours and hours. I'd speaking to her after Chatzos Laila in Avodas Hashem, and she helped me greatly to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, in many tzaddikim said all my argalos is coming because of Avatz. The Bakiva came because of Rochel. So why there's no biography books on the Rebbetzin? You think the Vilna Gaon's Rebbetzin was less than the Vilna Gaon? No way. Ishtar Kegufa, Ishtar Chover, Chover, they were just as big. So why is there no biography books about women? The answer is, a biography book you only write on history. It was once, it's never going to be again. But women? All the Gedolei Olam, the Menorah and the Shulchan and the Avodah, Mizbeach, which is the authority of the husband, all of them went to Golis, and all of them became Tomei in Golis. Titus took him away. And the Torah of today, in the Avodah Gedolei Olam, no way is it the same as it was. If anyone would say that my Rebbe, my Rosh Hashiva, is as big as Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Chassam Sofer, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about. So, because of Vilna Gaon, they don't know what you're talking about. Anyone's going to like Baal Shem Tov. If anyone's going to say it's like Rambam, is you could take him to the mental institution. Anyone's going to say it's like Rebbe Shimon Ben Choi, he's up a Koyres Gomor. Mershainu Kevin Malochim, and Achuk Bnei Odom, Mershainu Kevin and Achuk Bnei Chamoirim. Because the doors go down. So therefore, every door produces this Gedolim, write a biography book. It's never going to happen again. It's writing down. But our wives, what they do today, our kalas, what they're preparing, and they do the pasha, they don't have to be big people. The luchas never change. By the way, the Orden never went to Golis. The Orden, the Goy never touched. The Orden was nitman, was hidden, and it's hidden till today. Where is it hidden? In every Jewish bedroom. In every Jewish home. Because this, the Kedushas Am Yisrael, which goes along with us all the time. And that's the schus, that's the Maral explains, we have been built with Noshim Tzidkonius, and the Mashiach also going to come with the schus Noshim Tzidkonius. The same women who had built Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim, the same women today are building Am Yisrael and bringing Melech HaMashiach. Because all they have to do is just to watch the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we have to know, if we watch the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we watch the Jewish bedroom, no Goy could enter. Because no Goy yet had any infiltration in the Jewish bedroom. They touched our Torah, no way our Torah as used to be. They avoided, the davening is not the same, nothing is like what used to be. But one thing is just like used to be. Beautiful Tahar Samishpocha, the beautiful mikvos, halochas, beautiful written up, and the Adrabit is Achshir Dora. There was never a time people knew that well halachas as we can know today. It's written up very well. It's being taught very well. We just have to learn them together. And the mikvahs are on the most beautiful, beautiful level of kashrus, like we never had such a beautiful mikvahs as we have today, on the highest madrega. It's true. The chitzonius, our beauty, is no way as comparable to as Bobby swear. But the pnimius, what the woman's role is in a Jewish home, is as beautiful as pure under the worst circumstances. Under the circumstances when the whole world is attacking us on the most brutal way. Now, the Goy could never penetrate the Kodesh HaKadoshim of a Jew. They penetrated in the kitchen to the dining room. They took away Torah by the most chosorim of us. But the Taharas HaMishpocha of a Jew, they couldn't penetrate. Women used to go in the rivers, used to go in well water, used to go in sub-freezing weathers. There was always moist and nefesh with Tadus HaMishpocha. The God could never be time with them. Because the God has no interest in Kodesh HaKadoshim unless we are inviting the God into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How do we invite him? When we're letting in the Goyshe concepts of marriage, the Goyshe concept of relationship, and we're letting in be reading material, talk shows, and the Goyshe way of lifestyles, the stimulated animalistic life, and we go into the bedroom as animals, as takers, totally ignoring the Yud K, totally ignoring the Shechina B'neihem, we're inviting the God into the Jewish bedroom. And we are Metame, and definitely it becomes Oiz Noshim Tzidkonius. To be a Ishet Tzedekis of today, to be Zoicha, to be Goyel Am Yisrael, all she has to do, a pure, clean Jewish bedroom. Halachos observed, clean mind, a clean thing. And it's in the hand of the woman. It's not in the hand of the man. The man, unfortunately, goes around on the street, goes around in the business world, is being affected by the world very much, and as much as being affected in the world, he's getting contaminated, he's getting all confused. But the Jewish woman, till today, Baruch Hashem, has a certain level of Kedusha and Tahara, which is still preserved. So we said before, that Tzelem Elokim, which symbolizes the Yud K, the couple, she is the diamond, she is the cream. However, why is she the connector? That was the question which was asked before. Why does Hashem? We have to know, a diamond is a very hard element. A diamond could only be cut by other diamonds. A diamond could only be polished by diamond powder. We said we are developing ourselves. The wife is also developing herself. Wow. How do you work diamonds? You mine diamonds from the diamond mine. You get a beautiful rough diamond. It looks ugly. Now you have to polish it. How do you polish it? First you take the diamond and they cut them in two halves. They take the diamond, they cut them in two halves. And once the diamond is cut in two halves, then you take the diamonds and you polish them. How do you polish? Diamond is polishing diamonds. Now, in order to get the diamonds, to get out the brilliancy of the diamond, you have to make a table. Then you're cutting 32 facets. And by the way, diamond is polishing diamond. Diamond is cutting diamonds. And every facet which you cut, the brilliance of the diamond comes up. That exactly is the Nishmas HaLakayim Imad. The Yipar Bapa Nishmas HaLakayim Kosh Baruch Hu gave him to us, to these two Eish, to these two fire, to the two animals. He gave us jointly a rough diamond. A rough diamond. That's the Chilak HaLakayim, the Tzelem HaLakayim. We have to polish it. How do we polish it? Kosh Baruch Hu slices this diamond. One half goes into the man, one half goes into the woman. Now, you know when you polish a diamond, there's a handle where you have to glue in the diamond into the handle, because when you're putting him on the polishing wheel, it screeches and yells and screams and wants to jump out because it hurts. It's cutting. It's brittle. But you have to hold it very strongly. The half diamond which came into this man, to this body, this is the handle. It's glued in. Atom Shamra Bekirbi. Atom Fachtad. Atom, you keep it there. You shouldn't want to jump off because he wants to jump off. The woman's half diamond goes into her body. Now, how do you polish diamonds? When you put them on the wheel goes one way, clockwise, and the diamonds, you bring them the other way. If not, it's not being polished. If you take the diamond and want to take, put a nice woolen skin on the thing and go around and around, it's never going to be polished. What's happening? You take these two half diamonds, and the man is going one way, the woman goes totally the other way, it's kind of a total connector. The more connector there is, and the more they don't separate, they're still together, even it's connected, he keeps giving, it's being polished. The woman is not the one. The woman is stationed. The woman has no chiv of giving. The woman has to be available. And the husband has to go and go and go, be always with her. The dovak be ishtoi, not ishtoi dovak, not after him. And we're becoming one. The more connected it is, the more it polished. It hurts, no question, it hurts. But every facet, every hurt which takes, a new brilliancy comes up. If you're too selfish, you don't want to be hurt, so you remove yourself. You don't want to have to do loss in life. The polish never comes up. The facet doesn't come up. There's a lot of brilliance in you. You can't bring it out. She must be a connector. Unless it becomes unbearable. It says, if I'm going to be there, I'm going to be smashed, I'm going to crack up, and you want a divorce. So we said right in the beginning, that's already the opinion of an objective third party. That's amputation. You can't decide because it hurts me. Of course, every polishing hurts. Of course, in the beginning it hurts and it hurts. That's the Shana Rishayna. If you are ready to be hurt and you still you undertake the job and you're going to be a giver. Once it's finished polishing, then comes the smooth polish that doesn't scream. That's already nice. And once it's polished, then already life is ready much, much, much more easier. That's the first thing which you have to know. Now here is a very interesting message. Chazal tell us, V'yaron Hakim is kol asher oso hine toiv ma'od. Everything which Hashem created was toiv, except Adam. Hashem created Adam, no toiv was mentioned. What man was toiv, man was mentioned on toiv. We know the Bria to Adam was the whole story. Lo toiv was Adam levada esrei ze kenek David Chava was before Shabbos. It was all done Friday. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yid Beshoy Savayam, Kosh Bacho Pachkezach, 12 hours with the Bria of Adam Arishin. And the 6-7 hours he created Chava, the whole story was done before the Chila Shemaim, before Shabbos. After Kosh Bacho gave him Chava, and they were giving birth to Kain and Hevel, and after they were Choyte, the whole thing, the Yar Elokim is Kol Asher, also Hine Toiv Mo'oit. Who became Toiv Mo'oit? Adam. Adam, the way Kosh Bacho created him was Loi Toiv Oso Adam Levadoi. And then Kosh Bacho gave him Chava, and the way Adam related to Chava, that became Toiv Mo'oit. It's an interesting medrash. The medrash is Toiv ze Yetzer Toiv, Mo'oit ze Yetzer Hara. How does Yetzer Hara make Toiv Toiv Mo'oit? How does Yetzer Hara make Toiv Toiv Mo'oit? Kosh Bacho gave me Yetzer Toiv. So Yetzer Toiv, if I use it, I'm a Toiv. But he gave me a Yetzer Hara. And if I use the Yetzer Hara to make me Toiv, the Toiv becomes Toiv Mo'oit. Kosh Bacho gave Toiv. But I make from Toiv Toiv Mo'oit. A lot of good, very good. With what? With help of Yetzer Hara. Now what is the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara, the greatest Yetzer of a man is the opposite. Opposite mean a man gravitates to a woman gravitates to man. That's the Yetzer Hara, that's the piece of Yetzer Hara. Now, we learn the whole tachlis is to polish ourselves, batar ritzoyim kol ritzoyim. Don't be selfish, don't take. Would be the easiest thing if the Torah would tell us, listen, you have chasana for one reason, to have children, the minute your wife is pregnant, you go away to Fiji Islands and meditate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, let you be taken care. Be like Rebbe Akiva, go into the Beis Medrash. Have nothing to do with your wife. Would be easy. So this way, I'm not enticing my Yetzer Hara, and I'm not a taker. It would be very easy. But then you're not polishing. Then you're not polishing. Hashem wants you to be polished. So there's a mitzvah, share kisa nosala yigra. There's a mitzvah to be with your wife. There's a mitzvah to make happy your wife. And it's a mitzvah to give your wife anytime and every time that she wants. And you have to satisfy her to the utmost. That's the mitzvah. By the way, like I said before, the woman is the balabos in the bedroom. It's not only the balabos in the sofa, Kosh Baruch Hu trusted her. She's also the balabos when you could enjoy yourself and when not. When your wife doesn't want to be with you, you are not allowed to be with her. When your wife doesn't need, when she doesn't need him, he's not allowed to be. It's one of the tradition midos. Why is it so? Because the whole reason, the whole heter, why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the right to utilize our taiva, our enjoyment, our yetzer hara, is in order to be able to give to the wife, to satisfy the wife. But if you are with your wife, not in a way that you're satisfying your wife, you're not allowed to be with her. Now, it doesn't mean that a woman doesn't want to her husband, the husband has to be a parish, then the husband has to go turn off. I'm a human being, I'm working, and I have a Yetzer Hara. She doesn't want it. She's among us. Again, you have to go to a third party. And then has to be found what the Sibi is. Doesn't mean that you have to, but when a man comes already, when a Yid comes to a Derget, at 40, 50 years old, or you big Tamit Chochem, or you merged in learning, that you really don't have Yetzer Hara. You have no Yetzer Hara, you have no problems whatsoever. And your wife wants you, you have to be with her. And if your wife doesn't want you, you're not allowed to be with her. You're not allowed to be with her. Everything is fine. You could be a parish. You don't have to be with your wife. As long as you don't bother to be with her. Because the mitzvah of marriage, the mitzvah of oina, is not for the man. The mitzvah of oina is only for the woman. The mitzvah of oina is to satisfy the wife, not to satisfy the man. The only reason why we have to satisfy the man is because we have a yetzer hara. And unfortunately, if you're not going to get the satisfaction of being derech a heter, you're going to have machshava zoros, chas v'shalom, it's going to be... But if a person could be absolutely sure he has no machshava zoros, and he has children, and he has no problems whatsoever, no problem. It could be, if your wife doesn't want you, it's nisht. So that's the first thing, is why is it made so? Because the whole tachlis of the man is just to... Now comes out, the yetzer hara which Hashem gave to us is actually, and this is the intimate relationship which a person desires to be, this is an emissary, it's nothing more than a glue. There's nothing more than a glue. The chilek is, like once somebody asked me, I've explained to see that the emissaries are pelocha, we have to be together, and you have to enjoy it, you have to make her enjoy it, it has to be done with simcha, it has to be done with the most nicest, healthiest way, she has to be a joyful act for both. It has to be for both. That's the shlemus of the mitzvah. So what was the chilek between us, between Chas V'Shalom, the goy? The answer is, by the goyim, for them, that life, the intimacy life, is the goal. The goal himself, they want to be together because they enjoy the act, that's all. But us, the intimacy life is a means, is a emtsoi, it's not a goal. Because if the goal is not here, you don't have to be. But yeah, it's nothing more than a means. And since we said that the Tzelem Elokim is divided in two halves, Be'oil Bosarech, we have to put them together as one. How do we glue them together? They have to be bottled to each other. But there's two animals, there's two bodies where they hold the two half diamonds, and they are selfish. So how can they merge to one, to Oil Bosarech, when there's two individuals? So Kodesh Baruch Hu created, built into a person, a very interesting mechanism. A person, an individual, is a very individual person. No. So if I drink from this cup, I can't stand to drink from your cup. I wouldn't drink from your cup. Everybody has a mefunik. Everyone has a different darga of pinuk. How much is mefunik? How much you can't stand other persons? Okay. Person wants to preserve his individuality. That's human nature. Why is it so? Kodesh Baruch Hu put the yetzer hara in us. In every time, when we are enticing that yetzer hara, and a husband and wife getting together, all of a sudden this individuality seethes. All of a sudden people could do which you could never do in the right mind. The minute yetzer hara is over, you could never do that. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu had built a mechanism in a man, the man should be able to come, and so the woman, they should be able to come to a stage of bittul in their body, for the reason to get the two half diamonds together, to get the neshamas together. In other words, if the person would be so selfishly preserved in his individuality, they could never really give himself over to his wife, the wife giving herself over to the husband. So Kodesh Baruch Hu made this glue which burns up this yetzer hara, the yetzer is a meshugas, and gives such a mechanism which all of a sudden, when a man and a woman getting together in close proximity, they get boiled up to the point that they burn up their individuality. But what for did Hashem make so? Hashem made it so. Why did Hashem make so? Hashem made it so just to make possible to apply the glue in order that two half diamonds should be able to get together, should become really one. So it comes out that all the mitzvah of oina, of intimacy life, is a means to a goal. It's a glue. We apply glue and we're getting glued to each other in order later on the two half diamonds become one diamond. Oina bosar echod become one neshama. Now, if you want to glue together a very expensive, let's say, crystal wave, very expensive, antique, which is worth a lot of money, and they cracked exactly in two halves, you want to glue them together. In order to make a good job, it should become as original as it was, unnoticeable, there was once sliced in two. You have to watch two things. Number one, before you apply the glue on the edges, you have to wash them, clean them, cleanse them, not have any dust and any filth. Because if you apply the glue and uncleanse the edges and you glue them together, yeah, they're going to be nice together, but it's going to be a black line. You're never going to see it was cracked once. So you have to wash the edges. The second thing is, you have to apply the exact amount of glue, not less and not more. If you put it less, they're going to fall apart. If you put it more, it's sticking out, it's ugly, and everyone see there's glue. Glue is holding together these two half pieces. So you put the exact amount of glue plus cleansing the washing. What does Hashem do? The man has to cleanse his head part before he comes together with his wife. And how do we cleanse our head part? When a man has garbage in his head, has filth in his head, watches what he shouldn't watch, thinks what he shouldn't think, and then with this attitude, without cleaning himself up, comes to his mischaber, gets attached to his wife, even they together nicely, even they make a good glue, they become one, but there is a black line. And that black line goes over to the children. That's the black line which the Baal HaTanya is explaining. The children receive the grubby midas, the ugliness, because of the father's, it's more of the father's behaviors than the mother's. Because he brings in the garbage of the street with him and stuck in the glue. Even if he has wonderful shalom bayis, even if he satisfies his wife. But if he's not cleansing his neshama, he's having neshama before. That's the cleanses of the man. Therefore, it's very, very important to clean ourselves. The woman's cleanliness is a totally different thing. She doesn't have that usually the Yetzirah as men have. And she's the essence of the neshama. She is giving the real diamond. As we said before, she's the Torah Simecho. She's the Luchas herself. Her cleanliness is a Ruchnis Digger Cleanse. But us, the cleanliness is garbage. Simple, don't think, don't look ugly things. Her cleanliness is Tahara, the Mikveh. She was born in the Tumas Nida, which a woman usually asks, where does it come? Because Boko gave Koichos the person to Privurvu. The Dam Nida is Lachoyra, it's Dam Hiroyan, or Dam Nekve Nasa Cholof. It's all productivity, either to feed a child, either to become pregnant. When she wasted that potential, so anytime that Tuma is not only we do something wrong, Tuma is also, every time when there was a potential of growth, chiyuvi, and it has been eliminated, to lost it, Tuma comes instead of it. So every time, therefore, Tuma is scary by a man, it's Tuma. Why is Tuma scary? Because every Zerah was capable of being a moilit, and now it was lost, therefore this Tuma is scary. Tuma Snir is the same thing. She had a dam leader, she could have become a heroine, she should become a nekes. Since it has been lost, there's a Tuma. How do you, when you're getting together now to detach this Suhev Neshomas, it's going to be ugly. So how do we retire? She goes, she dips herself in into the May Mikveh, in May Tahara, and she becomes Toivel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Bereshit Borokim Esa Shmai Mesod. Shmai means Merochnius, or it means earthiness. But what is bridging these two elements? Water. Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim. The water is bridging the boat. What does it mean? If the Artzius came down and became a Gush and became Tome, and he wants to be Metair himself, he can't go up to Shemaim, but you could go into the main Tahari, go into the Mikveh, and there you're cleansing yourself. And then it becomes a Briya Chodosha, just like by Breshit Borokim as Shemaim as Oretz. The Oretz becomes just as Torah as Shemaim. Therefore, the woman goes to Mikveh. This is her cleanliness. And the husband makes tshuva, is Metair, is Machshove, is Mchulu Vachulu. That's the second thing. Now, when they're getting together, what is the Mitzvah? The mitzvah is to apply the exact amount glue. Not more, not less. Now, what is the exact amount? Who is measuring that amount? And therefore, we see in Shulchan Aruch, in Chazal, there's no standard. On Tznias, there's no standard. On Oine, there's no standard. There's all, Halacha goes from one end to the other, one extreme to the other extreme. There's a Simei Reish Mem in Shulchan Aruch, Tznias, Doimik, a Kofel of a Shed, like Mamash, nothing. And there's a similar kofein evidence, yasam ashiliba chofes, and should anything with anything and everything. There's no limits how, what, and when, and what. Every person takes his own measurement. The answer is the measurement is being measured by the need of the wife. Whatever she needs, not less, but not more. But she doesn't need an add. Because if you add, the glue going to stick out. It's going to be ugly. If you give her less, it's not going to be boser echad. It could fall apart. The measurement, how much, and how, and what, and when, everything has to do with her, not with the man. The man, don't be a novel of Rosh Hashanah, Kedoshim to you. Are you not satisfied? If you're satisfied enough to keep your Yetzer Hara away on the street, it's enough. You're going to add, no, must be her off, you're just getting into more trouble. If you want to feed yourself more, you're not going to help anything. You could feed yourself as much, you should be able to be a Kodesh on the street. But as far as she is concerned, if she needs more, you have to apply more. That's the mitzvah. She needs less, and you give more. That's already excessive glue. If you give her less than she needs, then again, it's missing a bosar echot. That actually is the application of this. Comes out. Yarakim is kolasher also in a toiv ma'oid. Who is the kolasher also in a toiv? The whole bria was nisalas, and toiv became toiv ma'oid. Who made it? Adam. Because Adam original was loy toiv yos Adam levadai. What did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Esel is a connector. Gave her a chava. A chava was a connector. That Adam should live with chava. the way it should be was not up to Hashem, was up to Adam. You have to be the mensch. And when Adam was nischava to chava, exactly connected, the way applied writing became toiv, toiv ma'od. With what did he do it? With the Yetzer Hara. Toiv ze Yetzer Toiv, ma'od ze Yetzer Hara. Hashem gave us a Yetzer Hara in order to make from toiv, toiv ma'od. But we have to know that Yetzer Hara is not more than the glue, and the glue is here only for the sake of giving and not for taking, and exactly the same measurement, never excessive, only how much that she needs, which is the mitzvah of Sheik Sushanusa Vigra. That's actually the mitzvah. Now, we have been guaranteed, we have been promised, that if we do this the way we should do it, we are zeichin in today's generation to build Melech Haskanim Goy Kodesh. And as the Maral explains, and this goes in a different area, the Goy Kodesh of today's generation, because in today's time to live this simple aloha is much harder as it was 100 years ago when you are exposed to all this gravitation of Tuma on the street. Because you have to know that Tzlocha of Kedusha is through Sur Mira. Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokechem. How much will you be Kodesh Ki Kodesh Ani? How much? Have a Purushim Ya'arayis. Alti Novel Vrishis HaTayre. Kadesh Atmucho B'Mutalach. Kadesh Atmucho B'Mutalach. You could keep Torah mitzvahs with all the things, not getting Kedusha. Kedusha getting where? Kadesh Atmucho B'Mutalach. Mutalach starts B'Moyserlach. Any excessive pleasure in this area, which is moiser to you, why is it moiser? She doesn't need it. Or you don't need it to the extent to keep you clean from the street. If you miskadosh there, have a prushim in aroyas, in the area from kadosh shatzum mitanach, what you're gaining, kadoshim to you. You become a kadosh. So it comes out wherever there's more bitl, there's more giving up of yourself. According, we said before the council, according the bitl is the tzimochon. The more you mevatl, the more it grows. That we explained. In today's time, to be a kleiner kodeshul needs a lot of bitl. But that bitl produces a lot of kedusha. Why will this door be zeichot to make up the Mashiach? Because as little we are, but because we are little, and because we are in Mamashuk and Nenta Sharatuma, and we could keep a little bit this Kadosh Atzmocho B'mitzvah in this generation, produces much more greater Kedusha than in the previous Doiras, which are Kedushim Mitohirim, but against what kind of world were you competing? The most practical Meir Tisham is going to be, but next week is a seminar, so we're not going to have the Chassanim Shir. So it's going to be in 2 weeks. Next year it's not going to be Chassanim Shir, it's going to be in 2 weeks. Those who want to come to the seminar this weekend, Thursday night, Sunday night, they're going to get much more practical, family-oriented life. By the way, maybe I should add one thing. Those of you Chassanim, Meir Tisham, you're going to get married. I can never understood it many years after my chasana. Did you know, Baruch Hashem, a chosin is very easy. We prepare very well a chosin. Yiddishkeit, chassidish, mit tshuva, mit everything. A chosin, she's not going to have a child from the first beer. The Zohar Kodesh says, all the future beers, all the future relationship for a married couple is yoinek, is getting unique from the first beer of the Lev Chasana. All the children are being affected by the first beer share of the Bilis Mitzvah. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says. So therefore, when a chosin is getting married, he has the first relationship with his wife, according, a lot of kedusha is being imposed, and tahara is imposed, as the chosin b'yom chippus machna kol avanoisav. And under this relationship, he's getting married. That beer has a gewaldige, is affecting all the children, all the beers later. So everyone is yonik from this beer. So therefore, Lublina said, Leider, Chassanim and Kalas, they could bring Mashiach, they have such a big koich. Matasib again for kinder, they don't know what to do with it. There's such a great potential in Yam Chassana that they could make this Bekrisha B'Tahar, that all the future things are going to be benefiting from it. So it's worthwhile to take this word, Mamsh, in case even we can't apply it all our life, to the full extent which we are talking about, and we're falling. We shouldn't fall, there should be always Aliyahs and Yeridahs, but at least we should make Yeridah L'Tzerech Aliyahs always. But at least for the Chassana we should be very, very prepared. That the glue, the edges has to be cleansed to the most outmost cleansation. This has to start by chasana. It cannot chasana, the day from the chasana. Als chosen. The way it's chosen, so chasoi, that's the way we prepare. Good night.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.